While there are many concertos for stringed instruments, fewer works exist for woodwinds, brass, or percussion. Yet, as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, a previously underperformed work for trumpet from the early 19th century became part of the standard repertoire in the second half of the 20th.
Before 1800, trumpets didn't have valves, and the repertoire was minimal, says Philadelphia Orchestra principal trumpet David Bilger.
The instrument was highly limited. It basically could only play a few notes. And that was about it. And so many composers weren't too interested in writing a concerto where they could only use a few pitches.
The use of keys, then later valves, allowed the trumpet to play full scales. The Hummel Trumpet Concerto premiered in Vienna on New Year's Day in 1804.
Hummel was showing off this new instrument. He took the trumpet on quite a journey around harmony. And then there's some spots in the third movement that are very, very quick. Just the theme itself.
A student of Mozart, Johann Hummel was also a friend of Beethoven's and succeeded Haydn at the Esterházy court.
He was a pianist and was one of the most popular musicians in Europe. He toured extensively as a soloist and was also a very well-respected composer.
Hummel's trumpet concerto, which disappeared for decades, was rediscovered in the late 1950s and has since emerged as a staple of the repertoire. David Bilger performs the work in this weekend's Philadelphia Orchestra concert broadcast conducted by Raphael Frubeck de Burgos. The program also includes Orff's Carmina Burana and Haydn's First Symphony.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.